Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalit Dini. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that India is fully geared to compete at the global stage and is marching towards becoming the third largest economy with confidence and decisive policy reforms. He said the government is going ahead with a vision of reform, perform and transform, and the country has boarded the reform express. He was replying to the discussion on motion of thanks to the president's address in the Rajya Sabha yesterday.
हमने reform, perform, transform के मंत्र को लेकर के आगे बढ़े और आज स्थिति ऐसी है कि देश reform express पर सवार हो चुका है. हमने structural reforms किए हैं, process से जुड़े reforms किए हैं, policies में reform किए हैं. हमारा manufacturing sector, हमारी उद्यमी ये सशक्त हो, भारत की हर चीज का value addition हो, उस दिशा में हमने प्रयास किया है. और मैं आज विश्वास के साथ कह सकता हूँ, आज भारत विश्व के साथ स्पर्धा करने के लिए पूरी तरह तैयार है.
On the trade deals signed with several countries, including the European Union and the United States of America, Mr. Modi said the country has finalized trade deals with 9 countries and recently concluded the mother of all deals with the 27 countries of the European Union. The Prime Minister also spoke about the achievements of the several welfare schemes. After the speech of the Prime Minister, the Rajya Sabha adopted the motion of thanks to the President's address by voice vote. Amid the continuous uproar, the Lok Sabha also adopted the motion of thanks. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has indicated the appointment of a Minister of State for Home Affairs and Home Ministry officials for high-level engagement in the Indo-Naga peace talks. This decision came after a high-level delegation led by Chief Minister Nipiu Rio met him in New Delhi to discuss key political and financial issues affecting the state. During the meeting, attended by Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton, State Cabinet members, Political Affairs Subcommittee, representatives and Nagaland's 2 MPs, Chief Minister Rio emphasized that the Indo-Naga talks were meant to be conducted at the highest political level and urged the centre to appoint a political or ministerial level interlocutor to speed up negotiations towards an early and honourable solution. Responding positively, Home Minister Shah indicated that the centre would restore high-level engagement in the peace process. The Chief Minister also raised concerns about Nagaland's financial crisis, recalling that under the 16-point agreement, 1963, the Government of India had committed to funding the state's administration and development through the Consolidated Fund of India. He noted that the withdrawal of this arrangement in 1989 severely strained the state's finances and appealed for restoration of the original financial pattern considering the financial position and political nature of Nagaland. In response, Mr. Shah assured that Nagaland's funding request would be considered and the same appeal was made to Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, who also promised the centre's support. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students across the country at 10 a.m. today in the 9th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha. The program aims to discuss exam stress and celebrate examinations as an utsav and an integral part of life. This year, the interactive sessions will be held with exam warriors in Dev Mogra, Coimbatore, Raipur, Guwahati and at 7 Lok Kalyan Mark in Delhi. A report.
Ministry of Education said that more than 4 crore 50 lakh students, teachers and parents have registered for the program through the MyGov portal. The program will be telecast live on Doordarshan, the Prime Minister's YouTube channel and Ministry of Education's social media platforms. It will also be streamed live on various OTT platforms including Waves OTT among others. Conceptualized by the Prime Minister, Pariksha Pe Charcha seeks to reshape the examination experience of students by promoting confidence, positivity and holistic well-being in line with the National Education Policy 2020. The initiative has evolved into a nationwide Jan Andolan with growing participation from students, parents and teachers every year. Karher, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has expressed deep sorrow over the passing of Mr. P. Nkaujami Lotha, former MLA of the 39th Sanis Assembly Constituency. In a condolence message, the Chief Minister described Mr. Jami as a hard-working and selfless leader who always prioritized the welfare of the people. The CM stated that the Lotha community and Naga society have lost a respected leader and an inspiring figure whose contributions will be cherished. Extending heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family, the Chief Minister prayed for strength and comfort for them and for eternal peace for the departed soul. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.